This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We have our very own Dr. Sheikha Haifat Yunus. No need for introduction, but I was like looking forward to introducing you. But at least we know that, alhamdulillah, we're so blessed here in Irvine in Southern California to have her as the first female resident scholar at the masjid here. So,
assalamu alaikum. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي جزاكم الله خير everyone. I'm going to do a couple of things before I start talking. Number one, there's a change of the schedule. I was supposed to be the last one, but Dr. Rania, may Allah reward her, and alhamdulillah, she's safe. She had a really hard time getting here. So she had to be diverted last night to another city, and then she just landed about an hour ago. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward her for all the difficulty. And then may Allah reward the speakers. I have to say, I'm so impressed with the woman today. Amazing. Honestly, I have never, other than women retreats, which we have to train people, seen women sat after dhuhr. Not a single word, right? I was like, what is happening? Right, I was in my dhikr, I was like, what is it? Is there like an animal and everybody is scared to move? So jazakum Allahu khayran. You know what that tells you? You can do it. No, this one I really mean it. Or the question should be, then why don't you do it on a regular basis? And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. Meaning, if the men were here, they would have had complete different opinion. Number one. Number two, I need to acknowledge a lot of people. And number one, I need to call Sister Karima and Sister Rula. Can you please go and get them? This is an idea. I brought it. Yes. And then Brother Amin, may Allah reward him, who's the president here. You guys, most of you, maybe you don't know him. But there is, ba'd Allah, there's people. Without them, this would have not been reality, and one of them is Brother Amin. I came with the idea. I said, you know what? I don't think we've ever had this woman conference in Southern California. I'll get you the speakers. I'll get you the topic. I'll do the date. I do the schedule. The rest is not my problem. Basically, I don't know how to do it. And la ilaha illallah. So the first one is coming right here. Don't clap. Make dua. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her Jannah al-Firdaus. She and her, I really mean this. Right, and she is just in front of me, and that's a Sister Karima. Ya Karima, tafaddali. Yes, the people need. Man la yashkur al-nas, la yashkur Allah. If you are not grateful to people, you're not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amazing, amazing. Last night, 11:30, texting. 6 o'clock in the morning, texting, you know? And I had because this is my first time in Southern California, and by the way, California is a different country, it's not a state. Everything is different. I've done this before in the Midwest. What is the big deal? Everything is a big deal. Not that we are making it a big deal. There's a lot of rules. You don't know this. That's why we can't sit here. I was like, why not? No. So may Allah reward her. Worked very hard. Every technical things. Second one is I need Sister Rula. Where is she? Get her here. Subhanallah. I said, Rula, she's a good friend of mine. Most of you know her. I said, Rula, this is what I want to do. She said, fine, let's do it. So we go to Brother Amin, I give the idea, and then she is the woman committee chair. There's no woman committee, we made it. Not yet, let's put it this way. Subhanallah, subhanallah. From A to Z, all these details, beautiful, fine details, elegance, on time. Even our amazing MC. I don't know her, and I'm so glad I know her. Honestly, I come to know her, she said, I have the best one. I was like, who is it? She said, Dina Hilmi. I was like, okay. I always use this word, for those of you who know Arabic. Ahlu Makkah adra bi shi'abiha. They say, the people of Makkah know their own roads. So I said, you know what? Everything you say, I'm going to say yes. and you all have seen so far. So everybody, a lot of dua, come on in. Yes. مَنْ لَا يَشْكُرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُ اللَّهِ. And everybody make a dua for her, make a dua for her children, for her family. May Allah give her Jannah al-Firdaus. Again, last night, 12 o'clock, we are texting, right? And then there is amazing volunteers. Yes, Jazakillahu khayr ya Ruda. Absolutely, Subhanallah, absolutely. And Karima, and Brother Amin, if he's watching. And then we have, I don't know, where did she got them from? 30 volunteers. I have no.
It's a team.
It's a team. Absolutely. You all have seen them. Amazing team.
A great community, alhamdulillah. It's not one
we'll see the community. We'll talk about the community. We'll talk about the community. No, actually the community is amazing. Last night we were talking, looking at the weather, and it was like, you know, it looks like it's going to be 50% empty. That's how I said. I was like, alhamdulillah, one person comes khair. Because most people, and as some of you that I just met, like you drove an hour, you drove 2 hours, that means, you know what? And I'm going to make a disclaimer here. When I moved to California, especially Southern California, I came from the Midwest, 20 years there. Everybody scared me from you. We don't do this in California. This is not the way it's in California. I was like, what is this California? Honestly, right? Don't do it this way. Don't say this. Don't. I was like, you know what? This is who I am. I'm going to bring them the other version. Let's see. Alhamdulillah. Hear all of you, mashallah. The youth are amazing. The youth, that's why I started weekly class for the youth, plus the Tuesday. So you are an amazing community. You know what is the problem here? And Allah is testing you. It's the luxury you all have here. And you don't know the luxury unless you live somewhere else. You know this weather, you all are complaining? People looked at me yesterday and says, you brought it from St. Louis. And I said, Allah brought it for a reason. So the weather is amazing. You have the beauty around you. Everything is available. So what we get, we become entitled. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that He can take things in a second. Right? I texted the speakers and I said, I'm sorry, my apology. You will not see the sunny California this weekend. So remember, it's beautiful. Allah give us blessings, but we have to be grateful. Otherwise, He will take it in a second. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. So all of you beautiful sisters of California, Southern California, especially SoCal, as I learned, right? Yeah, and you don't have enough energy to say the whole word. That's okay. Why? Honestly, I was like, what is SoCal? What is that? See? So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And keep the good work. Keep the good work. You are interested. You want to learn. You want to be better. As we say in Arabic, أَرُوا اللَّهَ خَيْرًا مَا عِنْدَكُمْ. Show Allah the best of you. Show Allah the best of you. You have it. You came. It's raining, right? You could have sat home. We expected 50% will do it online. No, you came. Alhamdulillah. And Allah rewarded us. No rain. It stopped. Subhanallah. Honestly, don't you think things happens by the way? Everything, جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا. Everything has a reason. He looked at us and says, you know what? They really want to learn. I gave them rain in the morning. Will they drive? Yeah, they did. Yes, Ya Allah, I'm going to come. And people actually start texting me, can we come? We'll sit on the floor. Because they told me, people of California don't sit on the floor. And I was like, they said, we'll tell them on the floor. I said, tell them. Tell them they are on the floor. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, may Allah reward you all, be grateful. And the best way to be grateful is what you learned today so far. The best, the most beautiful two we learned this morning, you need to apply. Because if you're not going to apply, Allah will take it away. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْتَزِعُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبُضُ الْعِلْمِ وَلَكِنْ يَنْتَزِعِ الْعُلَمَاءِ إِنْتِزَاعًا. Allah does not, I'm sorry, Allah لا يَنْتَزِعُ الْعِلْمِ إِنْتِزَاعًا وَلَكِنْ يَنْتَزِعُ الْعِلْمِ بِقَبْضِ الْعُلَمَاءِ. Allah does not remove knowledge. Suddenly the knowledge decide to move. It doesn't work this way, but Allah removes scholars. Every masjid that lose a good imam, when they come and talk to me, I says, what did you do? You probably didn't know the value of what you have. You probably didn't attend the classes. You probably complained from A to Z. You probably looked at all the negatives and you didn't look at the positives, and that's what happens. So be grateful, everything you learned this morning, and I cannot recap it as beautiful as Dina did, mashallah. Really, I was like, whoa, she's a good student. Then start to apply it, and this is the whole idea of it, is what is this conference title? What is it? It's my. You know, we love my room, my computer, now, even the kids, my toy. Fine, it's my Ramadan. Yeah, no one will take it from me. And no one will make it different. And I'm not going to be like everybody else. No, it's mine. It's my Quran. It's my Ramadan. It is my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where all it came, the idea came from. So what I chose, and I chose the title. By the way, I gave them the titles. And they didn't answer. I said, Alamatul Qubul. As-sukut alamatul qubul. This is in marriage, in contracts. When the woman doesn't respond, that means she's okay. So I said, khalas. I texted nobody. I'm like, okay, that's it. The only one who got it actually is Rania. She said, I thought I didn't answer, so it's okay. So alhamdulillah, but you did very well. May Allah reward you, both of you. So I chose, the Quran is my life and it's my living. How many of you, let's start talking, all of us, how many of you really know what this means, or absolutely it's true, the Quran is my life? Show me hands. Everyone who's going to raise your hand. Okay, Lubna, are you ready? Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm trying. So Allah, where did this come from? Where did this come from, that Quran is my life? وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانُ وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ صِرَاطِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَصِيرُ الْأُمُورُ. The last two verses of Surah Ash-Shura. Last two verses. And Allah is talking to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. As you heard this morning, anything in the Quran is talking to me. When Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, yeah, you and me. But when Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina kafaru, it's also me. Meaning, don't be like them. So don't say, I'm not a kafir, I have nothing to do with it. No. So Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. And this is how we have revealed to you, inspired to you, what is it? He didn't say Quran. Ruhan min amrina. It's a soul from our matter. What's a soul? This is how you, when the Torah Zainab talked about tadabbur, this is what tadabbur is. When you look at the word and says, why did he say awhayna? And you're not questioning the wisdom of Allah. You're rather saying, Ya Allah, what are you teaching me? When you says ruhan, you said soul, and you didn't say a book. Why? It's the other name of the Quran. There's about more than 30 names of the Quran in the Quran. One of the names is soul, ruh. What is ruh? To answer me, what is soul? When someone dies, when do we say? What do we say? The ruh, the soul, left the body. So I am alive, I have a soul. I am dead, I don't have a soul. So what did Allah says? Why the Quran is a soul? It's my living. It's my life. My life. The question is, how many of us look at this beautiful book that you all see, and everyone has it in the home, that it is your life? You know, when many of us, especially the youth these days, right? Somebody just before I came texted me, very good friend of mine, I don't know, I don't see her, I don't know where is she sitting, but I'm not going to point out to her, and she says, we have a gift for you. And I was like, okay, alhamdulillah, that's nice, in the morning, right? And she says, we're getting you a mocha. And I said, we're getting you a mocha. And I said, no. She said, no, it's a gift from us. And I was like, that's not tazkiyah. I'm coming to talk about Quran, you bring me mocha, look at the next one. Well, I can't say because it's public, but it's from that place where everybody buys. Right? And I said, that's even worse. Because now you're going to pay $5 or $6 for a coffee? Absolutely not. Because what do you say? Especially the youth, I can't study without, right? I need my brain to focus, which is fine. It's caffeine, well known. Is the Quran, that's for you. That's what he told the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. وَرُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. It's your soul. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي. Now he referred to it as kitab, as book. He didn't refer to it as Quran. مَا كُنْتَ تَدْرِي. مَا الْكِتَابُ وَلَا الْإِيمَانِ. You had no idea. What is Quran? What is faith? ولكن third name. هذه الverse is the three names of the Quran so far. ولكن جعلناه نورا. We made it light. Now tell me, what is light? Anyone, think. This is how تتدبرين القرآن. This is how you reflect and contemplate. What is light? Something that guide. Now you're saying guide because it's the Quran, but usually we don't say this word right away. Usually something I see through. With it, I see. If you go outside in the night and there is no electricity, you're going to turn this and you're going to put the light and you're going to do like that. It's going to guide me to my path, where I need to go, to my car, to the parking lot, to the masjid, to the door. That's what Allah said. جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا. That Quran, that book here. How many of you look at that books here, those books, and say, this is my light? نُورًا. So why I don't? Why it's not a noor for me? Why it's not the light for me? Because that's what he said, Allah. It's still in the same verse. جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We guide by it whom Allah wills. That's why if I recite, if you, all of you, I'm going to say, pick up the Quran, open Surah Al-Fatiha. Not everybody in this room, upstairs and here, will have the same effect. Although it's the same eyes, it's the same heart, but what is the difference? It's not the source, it's the receiver. The receiver, the heart you talked about, the receiver. I'm busy, I have more things to do. I know it. Can't tell you how many people tell me this. Oh, I know it. I said, really? Okay, tell me. Just give me how many numbers of surahs in the Quran. And they start stumbling. And you know it. Noora. Three things. One verse. I just shared one verse. More than 6,000 verses in the Quran. If every verse in the Quran, I study it this way, what's our life will be? وَلَكِنْ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُورًا نَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ نَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. We guide whom we will from our servants. And then Allah is telling the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the end, which is a comfort to him. Because how many of us argue? We're so good in arguing. I'm not convinced. Where is it? Why? It's amazing. Amazing. I was saying this yesterday to somebody. SubhanAllah. And this is about medicine. And I am the physician, right? And she insists on, and finally I was like, you know, I arrest my case. I'm going to say what Allah taught me to say. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of Allah walk on earth with humbleness, and when the ignorant speak to them, they say peace. Don't argue. There's no point. And he's telling him, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You guide. This is to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, to our straight path. By what? You need to answer me. If you understood what I said, you have to answer me. Guide by what? I want to hear it. Exactly. This is one of the things, the beauty of the Quran, the beginning of the ayah and the end of the ayah is connected. And same as the beginning of the surah and the end of the surah. Absolutely connected, sometimes very clear, sometimes لا يعلمها إلا الله. And the last surah, like the surah before, connected with the surah after. I can give you a lot of examples, we'll need more time. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي. So four things this Quran for me should be. I want you to write should be. And on the other side, where am I? Is it my life? How many of you can go 2 and 3 days continuously without water? Nobody. Why? Because وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. We made from every, or we made every living thing from the water. So why do I go a week, or a 2, or a month, or a year without reading it? And don't show me hands, but you ask yourself, when was the last time you opened the Quran? Not Quran Khani, nobody died. Your child doesn't have tomorrow class, right? You picked up the Quran and said, I want to read the words of Allah. Ruh. Is it really a light for you? Is it my living? Is it my living? I'll give you an example. Everything we have in our life, the answer is in the Quran. It's one of the Sahaba, I don't remember his name, I think it's Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, who he said, I've never had a problem, didn't find the answer in the Quran. Really? And this actually, a question was asked to a scholar on TV, I watched that. And he said, is this a statement, is true? And he said, yes. So the interviewer, trying to be smart, honestly, have you seen it? Okay. So he said, really? So now if I tell you how to bake, how to make a bread, you tell me the answer is in the Quran? That's when you know your Quran. And he said, absolutely the answer in the Quran. It is. So the interviewer was like, what? And he said, didn't Allah says, what? وَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. I am going to go and ask the bread maker. It's not my word. Did you get the point? When I don't find the answer in the Quran, the problem is not in the Quran. The problem is in the receiver, in me. So when you open the Quran, you sit. It's 3 weeks from now, the month of the Quran. One of the names of Ramadan, Shahr al-Quran, is the month of the Quran. When you sit and you open, and you say, why it is not my life? Why it is not a light for me? So let's take another exercise. So what did Allah says to me when I come to a masjid? Did he teach me how do I come to a masjid? It's sad that nobody knows the answer. That tells you how much you know your Quran. Now, sometimes the answer is not straightforward. So for example, straightforward answer, right? Pray 5 times. حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصَّلَاةُ الْوُسْطَى. Right? Make sure you preserve or you take care of your salah in the middle one. Clear. Right? أَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. Perform salah and give your zakah. These are clear. What about the masjid? Me as a woman, as a man, as a believer. Is it by donation? Just give money? And then I am, again, California. That's one of, no, really. You are, in general, a rich community. MashaAllah. Especially Southern California. What did Allah said about a masjid? So when I come and I open the door, whether I'm going upstairs or I'm going here, what did he say? إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك يكونوا من المهتدين. Am I? It's what he told me. You come to the masjid, you really love the masjid, you want to flourish the masjid, you want to build the masjid, you want to be the person who supports the masjid. It's not by money. Money is one of them for sure, but it's not. What about the people who doesn't have money? Who are they? من آمن بالله, you believe in Allah. من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر, and the day of judgment. ولم يخشى إلا الله, هذه هي الورد. Which you put it in your presentation. And does not fear. And not fear. خشية is not fear. خشية is fear and love. Combine them. You know, when I love you so much and I don't want you to get upset with me, and I'm so worried, I'm not going to say a word that will upset you. هذه خشية. versus I am afraid. So if you are there, I'm going to act very well. And if you're not there, I'm not going to, who cares? And Allah says that when you come in this masjid and you open the door, you really have that in your heart? That this is His house. This is not my house. This is, He has His rules. He can easily not invite me. And He did it for 2 years, and we learned Allah knows how much. That's the Quran. That's the nur. That's the light. When I walk, how should I greet you? Who do I start with? You or you? Where do I sit? It's all in the Quran. That's my life. What happened to us? This is what I say to myself every time I go to Mecca, especially in the busy seasons, and I see these millions. If you go to Ramadan, in Ramadan, may Allah invite you all, millions, millions, day and night. Honestly, you reach point where you can't walk. I mean, tawaf is like, barely is your exactly, barely you can walk. But why we are not people of influence? Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ أَقْوَامًا. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah, by this Qur'an, will elevate people. What did we choose? It's not my life. And correct me if I'm wrong. It's not my light. I go and look everywhere. And then I come to the Qur'an. You know how you know that? When someone brings you an ayah, a verse from the Qur'an, what happens to your heart? Exactly what you said. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. If we have sand, if you see this Qur'an, every time you see mountain, think of this verse. This is tadabbur. It's how you live the Qur'an. You drive. Mountains around us. We are in the valley. So you look at the mountain and you say, wow, if Allah sent this Qur'an to this mountain, the mountain will be shaking. And I am, the Imam is reading the Qur'an, and I am on my phone. What happened to my heart? What happened to my skin? Allah نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين آمنوا ثم تلين جلودهم وقلوبهم لذكر الله ذلك هدى الله يهدي به من يشاء من عباده. Same thing. It's as in Surah Az-Zumar. You put it on your screen. Allah نزل. Allah sent down كتابا. Now He called it كتاب. If you spend daily 5 minutes, just look at the names of the Qur'an in the Qur'an and pick one verse. And Allah called it Kitab. Allah nazzala, and He didn't call it Kitab first. أحسن الحديث. The best of words. The best of dialogue. That's why scholars tells you, you never say two things. Never say, I'm going to tell you the best story. Because there's only one best story. It's the story of Sayyidina Yusuf. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. We're going to recite to you the best of the stories. And أحسن الحديث. The best words is the words of Allah. الله نزل. I want you, when you look at the Quran, even if you on your phone, think of it this way. أحسن الحديث. And you look at us, we speak for hours. Where is the Qur'an in here? Whether the words itself or the meaning of it. كِتَابًا مُتَشَابِهًا مَثَانِيًا. This is one of the miracles of the Qur'an, that it is repeated and sometimes exactly the same. Those of you who memorize the Qur'an, you know the problem. Because it is exactly the same sometimes, and you don't know where did you go, which chapter you were. And what happens? تَقْشَعِرُ لَهُ جلود الذين آمن. The skins of the believers, تقشعر, you know, goosebumps, literally, that's the word. When do you have goosebumps? When do you have goosebumps? Tell me. When? When it's cold, right? when something I hear, right? Oh, you're giving me goosebumps. That's how we say it. Do you get goosebumps when you read the Quran? No, exactly. Why not? The receiver. The receiver. And I always remember, or I remind myself, Sayyidina Umar has a famous statement. He says, "Kullu nas afqahu minka ya Umar." Everybody knows bait better than you. He used to say to himself. And when I read the Quran and I'm like, I see other people, I was like, everybody love the Quran more than you. Everybody understand the Quran better than you. Why? He didn't give them five eyes and he gave me only two. أحسن الحديث كتاب متشابه مثانية تقشعر منه. First is you have to feel it. Then your heart will surrender. How do we read the Quran? As my life? What is the usual? You all know the Khatma race of Quran of Ramadan, I call it. You know what's the Khatma race? How many times you finished? Oh, I did five. And if I will ask one question from the five times you read, you don't know. That's not a life. And that's not a living. That's not a life. That's not a living. Each one of you, and I don't want to take too much of the time. I don't know how much time left for me. Each one of you, practical, as they call it, take home message. What do I want to do within this Ramadan? In my relationship with the Quran. What is your plan? We all plan, right? Did you plan? When travel, you're going to plan, you're going to book a ticket, you're going to do this. We planned for this conference for 2 months. What is your plan for Ramadan? Your relationship with the Quran in Ramadan, I'm referring. Not how many people you will invite to, where you're going to go, which masjid, I'm going to go for Taraweeh. And we go to Taraweeh and leave, nothing changed. Nothing. After 8, everybody becomes Sunnah follower. And everybody leaves and they are outside there talking. And the Imam is reading. And they looked at me and says, "It's your Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam prayed only 8. And I said, "Yeah, he prayed 8 for 2 hours. He didn't go out, and the Quran is being read, and I'm talking. It's not my life. Because when something is my life, I want it, I hold it, I cherish it, because I know I'm going to die without it. That's how it is. And you live by it. You live by it. How many of you in this room, show me hands, you lived, something happened in your daily life, an incident, and then you remembered something from the Quran and you acted. Less than 3%. How many of you have read the Quran at least once? Don't be scared. Right? How many of you are saying something, doing something, an incident, and somebody come and remind you of the Quran? Don't say it this way because that's not pleasing to Allah. And immediately you stop. And you say, "Oh, Jazakillahu khair." Versus, no, but until you didn't know what I meant. But, so Sayyidina Umar, this is a famous story if you read the commentary of the last, it's a verse in Surah Al-A'raf. So Sayyidina Umar is in Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab, in his majlis, in his company, and he is the leader, and he is who is he, right? And one of the companions brought his uncle with him. And the uncle entered in front of everybody, and imagine if this is me or you, and he starts attacking Sayyidina Umar in everything that's not true. If anything about Sayyidina Umar enough, that he is. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, if there was a prophet, it would have been, after me, it would have been Sayyidina Umar. And the man, "You are unjust, you do this, you do that." And they say, and you read it in the tafsir, they say his face changes. And you imagine Sayyidina Umar. So the Sahabi, who's this is his uncle, stood up, turned to him and says, "Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, leader of the believers, Allah," look how the reminder, Allah. That should stop you, number one, because you are now reminded of Allah. Said to his messenger, now the second, now he recited the verse from the Quran. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ إِنَّهُ مِنَ الْجَاهِلِينَ. Said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, leader of the believer. Allah taught his messenger to say the following. That's a verse from the Quran. خُذِ الْعَفْوَ, make pardon and forgiveness as your character. وَأْمُرْ بِالْعُرْفِ, and enjoin what is accepted. And then, وَأَعْرِضْ عَنِ الْجَاهِلِينَ, stay away from the ignorant. He is ignorant. And you read this in the tafsir, it says, مَا تَجَاوَزَهَا عُمَرْ, did not even blink an eye. Immediately he stopped. That's when I live the Quran. That's when the Quran is my life, when it's my living. In everything, in every decision, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I eat this? Should I eat that? Do I eat healthy? Why do you eat healthy? Because it's the vogue, because everybody is doing it. No, because Allah told me. Which food, every healthy food they talk about is in the Quran. Subhanallah, life has to be, we need to change. And let's say adults before the youth. If you do this in your home, then everybody else in your house will do it. And not memorize like I call it, like a birdie. I don't know what I am saying. It's khayr, by the way. And the last verse I want to finish with, it's in Surah Al-An'am. And Allah talks about life and death, the living and the dead, in reference to the Quran. And he said, أَوْ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كما مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها كذلك زين للمشركين ما كانوا يعملون. Allah says, are they the same? Ask yourself this. Are they the same? Who are they, Ya Rabbi? أو من كان ميتا. This person was dead. He's now talking about spiritual death. You know what spiritual death? When the adhan goes in and nothing happens to me. When the Quran is being recited and I said, why do we have to listen to Quran every day? Spiritually dead when I disobey Allah and nothing happens. I don't feel bad. Everyone else is doing it. Allah is ghafoor rahim. Allah is all forgiving. Then I'm spiritually dead. Al-qalb al-mayyit. Dr. Zainab shared with you the best qulubs in the Quran. She didn't talk about the bad qulubs in the Quran. Allah called it dead and sick. So Allah says, أَوْ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا. We all were dead spiritually before Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. If there's any revert in this room, they know this better than anybody else. أَوْ مَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. We gave them life. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ, not the same word, نُورًا, light. يَمْشِي بِهِ, this one is for bulumat. That light, he or she walks in darkness. You know what's darkness? When you are in public, at my work, and everybody is gossiping, which is very norm. Anybody who works knows this. And I am going to say, no, I am not. Not because I'm different, or I'm special, or I want people to praise me, but because that's what he taught me. In the Quran, do you want to eat the dead body of your brother? It's in the Quran. أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Do you want to eat the dead flesh of your brother? You hated it. Did you see my point? فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ جَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَا مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. Is it the same as the person who is absolutely living in darkness? And it is sad when we Muslim women, I'm speaking to women today, the woman living in darkness. We need to wake up. We need to change the way we look at the Quran, deal with the Quran, treat the Quran, expectation from the Quran, and what the Quran expects from me. And let alone what Allah expects from me. It's His words, it's not mine. It's His words. He's talking to me. Who am I? And how do I respond? And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those people who, when we read the Quran, look at the Quran as the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه تسليما كثيرا.